Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible, kids. I'm Ezekiel. Today is the 29th day of June. Today we're reading John 21, 6 to 25, and reading the New International Reader's Version. He said, "Throw your net on the right side of the boat. There you will find some fish." When they did, they could not pull the net into the boat. There were too many fish in it. Then the disciples Jesus loved said to Simon Peter, "It is the Lord." As soon as Peter heard that, he put his coat on. He had taken it off earlier. Then he jumped into the water. The other disciples followed in the boat. They were towing the net full of fish. The shore was only about 100 yards away. Then they landed. They saw a fire of burning coals. There were fish on it. There was also some bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you have just caught." So Simon Peter climbed back into the boat. He dragged the net to shore. It was full of large fish. There were 153 of them, but even with that many fish, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." None of your disciples dared to ask him. "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came, took the bread, and gave it to them. He did the same thing with the fish. This was the third time Jesus appeared to his disciples after he was raised from the dead. When Jesus and the disciples had finished eating, Jesus spoke to Simon Peter. He asked, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these others do?" "Yes, Lord," he answered. "You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." Again, Jesus asked, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep." Jesus spoke to him a third time. He asked, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter felt bad because Jesus asked him the third time, "Do you love me?" He answered, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my sheep. What I'm about to tell you is true. When you were younger, you dressed yourself. You went wherever you wanted to go. But when you are older, you'll stretch out your hands. Someone else will dress you. Someone else will lead you to where you do not want to go." Jesus said this to point out how Peter would die. His death would bring glory to God. Then Jesus said to him, "Follow me." Peter turned around. He saw that the disciples Jesus loved was following them. He was the one who had leaned back against Jesus at the supper. He had said, "Lord, who is going to hand you over to your enemies?" When Peter saw that disciple, he asked, "Lord, what will happen to him?" Jesus answered, "Suppose I want him to remain alive until I return. What does that matter to you? You must follow me because of what Jesus said." A false report spread among the believers. The story was told that the disciple Jesus loved wouldn't die. But Jesus did not say he would not die. He only said, "Suppose I want him to remain alive until I return. What does that matter to you?" This is the disciple who is a witness about these things. He also wrote them down. We know that what he says is true. Jesus also did many other things. What if every one of them were written down? I suppose that even the whole world would not have room for the books that would be written. Let's pray we will thank Jesus for dying on the cross and doing the sacrifice and rising from the dead to come back for us, and help us to thank him for teaching us and giving us stories that will be told for centuries and generations before he died. Dear Jesus, please help us to thank you for what you did. You took the sacrifice, you rise from the dead, rose from the dead, and you promised to come back someday. Help us to be prepared and to be ready and to thank you for doing that. In Jesus' name, amen. That's it for today. I'm Ezekiel. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.